giving money based on race and sex in violation of the Constitution of the United States of America and California's Constitution going on in San Francisco right now as part of this transgender extremist agenda. We got some documents from San Francisco going across the country to that poorly run city that is a hellhole created by liberal left policies that are anti-American, anti-citizen, pro-criminal, and downright communist in many respects. And the city and its residents are suffering. There's been wild abuse of tax dollars in San Francisco over the years. Most recently, we have new records that show that San Francisco is using tax dollars to prioritize tax money to Black/Latino transgenders in guaranteed income program. We received 1,700 pages of records. I didn't print them all out for you, but they're all on the internet. You can get them. From the city of San Francisco, showing that the city prioritizes tax money, as I said, for Black, Latino, transgenders, biological men. Of course, in the documents, they call them transgender women to make it seem like biological women are getting the benefits when they're not. It's men, biological men, in a program that distributes literally free money to transgender individuals. I mean, this isn't like a loan program or they get subsidized. No, they get cash cards. The records show that the taxpayer-funded Guaranteed Income for Trans People program, GIFT, also allowed illegal aliens to apply. So the border invasion enabled and furthered and aided and abetted by the San Francisco government allowed people to engage in survival sex trades to apply, so prostitutes and pimps and such. And the use of funds by participants is virtually unrestricted, meaning they get cash and no one checks to see how the money's spent. We obtained the records through a California public records request to the Office of Treasurer and Tax Collector for San Francisco. Records and communications regarding the application and approval process for transgender, non-binary, gender non-conforming, and intersex individuals receiving guaranteed income for transgendered people benefits. I mean, I can't believe we have to file a FOIA request defining people like that, but that's what the government is doing in San Francisco. And we wanted records and communications regarding the administration of the funds to participants in the process. Now, Mayor London Breed announced the launch of the Guaranteed Income for Trans People program on November 16th of 2022. The mayor's office stated in a press release that the city would provide low-income transgender San Franciscans with $1,200 per month. Do you get $1,200 per month from the government? I suspect you don't. Up to 18 months to help address financial insecurity within trans communities. So this is a way to subsidize transgender extremism. And it is extremism, and I want to say something clear here. These radical transgender treatments, mutilation or hormone treatments, are experimental. They cannot know individual or someone speaking on behalf of an individual, meaning a child, can give informed consent to those treatments. And the fact that they're allowed is a failure of law and medical ethics. And here we have the San Franciscan government subsidizing it most directly. And on top of that, they're engaging in illegal discrimination, it looks like. We have a document from the Office of the Mayor's, the Office of Housing and Community Development out of the Mayor's office. Selected participants in this program will identify as transgender and extremely low income. Within this population, there will be a specific focus on Black and Latinx, which is an offensive name, transgender women, meaning biological males. A monthly $1,200 stipend will be provided to participants so they may focus on their basic physical and mental health and wellness without worrying about income. Boy, good money if you can get it, huh? Prepaid cards are being utilized because some participants may not have bank accounts. So basically, they're just getting cash on a card, right? It's like getting a gift card. This time, tax dollars. The collaborative leading this program, collaborative, you know, there's your commie language, will focus on target populations of low-income transgender, non-binary, gender non-conforming, and intersex individuals residing in San Francisco County. And this is the kicker here. The program, and this is emphasis in the original here, will prioritize enrollment and retention of BIPOC, Black Indigenous People of Color, trans and non-binary people who also engage in survival sex trades, living with disabilities, elders living with HIV/AIDS, undocumented monolingual Spanish speakers, formerly incarcerated and unhoused and marginally housed. And then later, the program enrollment will ensure 55 participants, I guess this is the beginning of it, is 66 BIPOC, at least 30% Black trans women, and at least 20% Latinx trans women. So men, right? Don't be fooled. They're not helping women. They're helping men who are identifying for whatever reason as women. And they're requiring that we have quotas for men, not women, that the program have quotas for men, not women, who call themselves transgendered. So they have quotas based on race and sex as they give out $1,200 cash payments for up to 18 months. So how much money is that? That's 10, that's 12,000, and another 1,400. So that's nearly $15,000 in cash. Just because they identify as a Black person who's transgendered, not a transgendered male identifying as a male, but a transgendered female who's a male identifying as a female. Insanity. Insanity. It's like they're funding the destruction of civilization. And these poor people who, frankly, need our prayers given what's happening and what they're being encouraged to participate in, what to do by these this extremist narrative and fanaticism. I mean, our entire culture is pushing this now. Biden administration, culturally, in the movies, and television, and in schools and elsewhere. Of course, then they get confused about the names. They rely on confusion, right? So you can't morally highlight the abuses of women and men and children through this transgender extremism. One guy is writing, I say he's a guy, I don't know. My understanding is that the city will allow a provider to enroll participants using their chosen name versus legal name, and it may be very challenging for someone to put their dead name on the card. So I think we can provide more context. When you use the card in person, you may be asked to verify your ID. If you don't have ID that matches the name on your card, you could be turned away. So they were worried that people might have to give their real names. So it goes on. You can read more about it online at judicialwatch.org. This is your tax money at work. Part of the money goes to some crazed equity assessment program that assesses leadership competencies in the areas of diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. Belonging, that's a new one for me. And there was all department-wide analysis of this. So that, you know, when you go, you can't, for the communist, you can never just be a little bit communist. It's either all or nothing. And to presume that this is all just minor reform, no, they come in and they want to remake the institutions that they target. So this transgender extremism is part of this massive communist conspiracy and revolution that's going on in our schools, in our military, in our government, in the entertainment industry, et cetera. And they brook no opposition. They are violent. You see transgender extremists being involved in violence all the time. And they say, and one way you can tell they're violent is because they say critics of them are violent, meaning words are violence. And by saying that someone is engaged in violence by criticizing them, it justifies attacking them with violence. That's the way the left operates. So we're not done with this. I don't know if we're going to sue for records. This is an example of where we got records without having to sue. So good for San Francisco, right? But there may be legalities that need pursuing by Judicial Watch or others in terms of the discrimination that they commit to. Giving money based on race and sex in violation of the Constitution of the United States of America and California's Constitution, going on in San Francisco right now as part of this transgender extremist agenda. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.